Hello and welcome to the Everyday Incredible Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kitchen. I want to help you find your balance, find your purpose, and learn to make every day incredible. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to defeat self-sabotage and getting to the root of the problem. As you know, we've talked about self-sabotage a few times lately. Today, I want to talk about what's behind the self-sabotage problem. In previous posts, we've talked about imposter syndrome and the struggle that Moses had with feeling that he was not enough, even though God himself appeared to Moses in the form of a burning bush that didn't burn. We've also talked about how self-sabotage can occur through unforgiveness and other footholds in our lives that result in anxiety, depression, anger, and any number of barriers to reaching our goals. Today, we come to discussing the root of self-sabotage. We have talked at other times about core beliefs and how they impact our overall wellness. Now is a good time to revisit that discussion. So in this episode, I really want to highlight how all of these posts here at Everyday Incredible really fit together to form the bigger picture of wellness and a Christ-centered life balance. When I'm having sessions with a client for mental health therapy, what generally happens is that we discuss various areas of difficulty in their lives. I ask questions to bring up more details as needed, and I'll pull out themes in what they're saying. We use that to get to the root of the problem, which is typically more about an overall big picture issue than it is about a specific situation or relationship. For example, relationship problems are rarely about who takes out the trash. Self-sabotage is actually a very common issue. Some of the core beliefs or problematic strongholds I commonly see are core beliefs such as, I'm not enough. I don't deserve better because of things I've done. I don't deserve better because of who I am. I'm not as good as they are at doing that. Then it's like we get to a point where we subconsciously tell ourselves, if I can't do it perfectly, which I know I can't, why bother even trying? For those who struggle with perfectionism, I'm sure you probably are nodding along with what I'm saying. We may find something inspirational and motivational and get fired up to give it another try, yet if that core belief, that stronghold continues to exist deep within us, it won't be long until we have that spiritual enemy whispering in our ear and to our wounded hearts, telling us just how ridiculous we are for thinking for a moment we could do it, for believing that God created us with strength and with a purpose. To defeat self-sabotage from a biblical perspective, it needs to start with spiritual wellness. My challenge to you is, one, pray for God through the Holy Spirit to open your eyes, as he opened the eyes of Balaam and of Elisha's servant to see the spiritual forces around you. Two, ask him to reveal to you any footholds or legal ground you may have given your spiritual enemy. Address them, confess them, repent of them, and break ties with them. Three, pray for wisdom. As James chapter 1 tells us, God will give it to us if we ask for it. Ask God to reveal any strongholds to you. As we have discussed here at Everyday Incredible before, using thought records can be helpful in identifying unhelpful core beliefs. These are those strongholds. When you learn to identify what your strongholds are, you'll be more prepared to resist the temptation to feed into them when the enemy comes around to stir the pot. And five, claim the victory God has already given you through the cross. I'd like to finish this episode with a prayer, and I encourage you to pray along with me. Heavenly Father, I come boldly and humbly before your throne. In James chapter 1, I've read that you give wisdom to those who ask for it. I ask you now for the wisdom I need. As Paul prayed for the Colossians, I ask that you will fill me with the knowledge of your will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. I want to know you more. I want to please you more. I ask that you would open my eyes to see the spiritual influences around me, that I am able to have the discernment I need in order to move forward in your plan for me. As you opened the eyes of Balaam and of Elisha's servant, I ask that you would allow me to recognize not only the dark forces at work around me, but also the mighty warrior angels fighting on my behalf, for which I am grateful. I ask that you send your Holy Spirit to bring my attention to any footholds I have given the enemy. Bring them to my attention that I may confess and repent of them and truly turn to rely fully on you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I tear down, smash, crush, and destroy every stronghold created by mistakes I have made, trauma I have experienced, or generational sin before me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cancel every assignment by evil forces against me and against those in my life. I tear down, smash, crush, and destroy every stronghold that goes against your truth and your love, including the strongholds of fear, anxiety, depression, hopelessness, inferiority, anger and resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness, unrealistic expectations, and anything else that interferes with my ability to see myself for who I am in you and to see you for who you really are. In the name of Jesus Christ, I claim the victory that has already been won through the cross. I apply the blood to my life and the lives of my household. I thank you, Father, that I don't have to remain in bondage to spiritual forces because my debt has already been paid. I thank you, Jesus Christ, for willingly taking on the torment intended for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you send your spirit of truth, for it is written that you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I claim that freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. I willingly repent of the sinful attitudes, actions, and beliefs that have kept me distanced from you. Draw me close to you, I pray. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, amen. Have you found spiritual freedom? If so, come let us know in the Everyday Incredible Ladies Facebook group or on Twitter at Incredible Daily. I look forward to hearing from you. Check back often so you don't miss anything. And remember that there are opportunities every day, so make every day incredible.
Please know that the information provided by Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individual mental health treatment. If you're not currently working with a mental health professional counselor, we encourage you to find one that is a good fit for you.